Simen Reish Pei Hei, moving on with the Shtai Mikra. Says the Mechaber, even though you hear the parsha every week, and over the course of the year you hear the whole Torah, even random places, you have to do Shai Mikra. So the marker for this halacha is the Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches. The Gemara says, if you're mashlim Shai Mikra, so marichin lashnosav, it's a school for a long life. So machlokas, what exactly the nature of this halacha is? This is a din in Talmud Torah. They wanted everybody to learn parsha. You didn't have to have yomi, so you had parsha yomi. You know, the Vilna Gaon actually had a minhag of learning Rishon on Sunday, Sheni on Monday. It's not necessary, but it could be a din in Talmud Torah. It could be a din in Kriya Torah. They want to prepare ourselves for the Kriya. In fact, there's a day of the Ravan that you don't have to do Shai Mikra if you're going to be in Shul. Shai Mikra is for people who don't go to Shul. It's like to make up for it. That's not the accepted halacha. Maybe it's a limud zchus and people don't do it. It's not an easy mitzvah to do. There's a mitzvah of being Mavr Sedra, going over every week the parsha. So the Mechaber says that you have to read it la'atzmo.
Sorry, what was the source for it? Gemara Brachos?
Daf Ches. Ches Amin Al, Ches Amin Beis. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he was asked by Yeshiva Bacher, like, he doesn't have time. So he says, you don't have time for tefillin, you don't have time for... It's a mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah. Again, there are different ways to do it. The easiest way to do it is just to read the parasha twice. Shtai Mikra, do it quickly. You know, some people do it pasuk by pasuk, parasha by parasha. You probably get more out of it if you go slowly in Ma'ayin. Are you going to just do Targum or you do Rashi? We'll see soon. Mikra din Targum is enough. Usually we don't understand Targum, so some people say, well, read the Targum you understand. Try Mikra and once art scroll. And you do it like that, you can probably do it in 20 minutes. It's not a big, a very challenging. Of course, you get more out of it. If you do Rashi, you'll get more out of it. If you do Targum properly, you'll probably help you in your Gemara learning. You'll know Targum, you'll know Aramaic well. The problem is most of us don't know Aramaic so well, and to learn it from the Targum, you need a Targum on the Targum. They sell Chumashim, they have like a Targum and a Targum on the Targum. So, okay.
Or the Targum translated into like modern
English? Yeah, Targum translated, you know. And there's lumness in the Targum also. Like, why did Targum, people study Targum? Why? But the major idea is that it's based on Chazal. It's not a literal translation. It's not the King James. So that's why people assume that art scroll or when I was a kid, people learned Ari Kaplan, the Living Torah. So that's a very good, Okay.
Wait, what is that?
It's a
parish.
It's like modern English?
Yeah.
You had a certain sheet there in the translation of like doing it in like a more readable way.
There is a day the Gavram brings that if you listen to the Balkorah, you're going to see through that. And some people haven't practiced to read along with the Balkorah, although some think that's not appropriate. Certainly if it bothers other people, it's not to be done. But anyway, we have this mitzvah of Shai Mikra Vechatargum. It's a little bit of a mitzvah though, mazel, because it's not an easy mitzvah to do. Many, even though l'chora kid who's bar mitzvah is already chayv in all mitzvahs, even for chinuch l'chora, if the kid could, you know, 10 years old, you can. Very few younger people do it. Usually, shiva bachrim start, and hopefully they continue. The chaver continues if beis im lomad. So Targum doesn't have to be Mamash Targum. You can also do a Rashi. Now, not every pasuk has Rashi on it. So L'chora, if there's a pasuk without Rashi, or for that matter, a pasuk without Targum, right? Atras V'divon. So L'chora, you have to read the pasuk a third time. It seems like there's an idea of doing it three times, especially if it's connected to the Kriya, the Valkore, and the Ole, and the Metargim. Once upon a time, they had Targum and Shul. It's interesting, we got rid of the Targum and Shul. We don't have Targum and Shul anymore, nobody understands it. But the Targum Shai Mikra we still hold on to, right, the Halacha. In any case, you can be Yotze with another Perush, a Perush that's Alpi Chazal, not just literal translation. I think we assume that even the art scroll is based on Chazal on some level, and therefore that would be sufficient.
Would be Yotze with Targum and Shul, what things to do? If you would like...
Well, it's funny, because... If it's connected, we do in Shul, So then, I mean, the Ravan holds that, that if you go to shul, you don't need to do it. You know,
right.
We go to shul and we hold you need to do it. They don't do targum shul. Let's go to Temani shul. So it's not really relevant in terms of. Yeah, in terms of the kriya. So if you want to be someone that you can listen and be yotzi one of the time, you can do it. And somebody told me there was a gadol who held that you can just read it twice and your yotzi. How you yotzi should be twice. You should make a targum. Just read it twice, and your yotzi the third time by listening to the balkore. Because the assumption is that if there's no targum, you do a tefazik a third time. That's a debate, but that's how we assume. And the claim was that, listen, there is no Targum, because today people don't understand Targum. So it's Kilo, we don't have a Targum. That's a little bit ambitious. If no Targum, we have a Targum. If we don't understand Targum, so just read the Holy three times. So how, if you don't have to read it three times, just read it twice and listen. Yeah, it's very quick. Just listen as well, Kore. I think the accepted Psak is to read it twice and to read it once in Targum. And what Targum is depends, you know, if you want to work on your Aramaic, that's great. If you don't, you can read it in English, and you can be yotze just the same. And then, if you want to be more makel, you can read just once, listen to the balkore once, and then read it in English, and then you'd be basically the most makel. Obviously, like I said, you get more out of it if you put more into it. So, if a person wants to learn Chumash Rashi, it's a pretty exciting thing to learn. So, you'll learn. If some people learn Raman, they learn another version. Okay.
Any of the commentaries would
that's what it seems out. Like. It doesn't seem like Rashi is unique.
Just mentioned Rashi.
The Mishnah Berurah says Shumafarish as a mikra kamo Shumafarish targum yoserimenu. For the imkara b'shar laz Shumafarish rak milos lechud lo yotzi nechovazim welcome targum. So he's a targum farish kamo dvarim shein lahavim tocha mikra. So he doesn't really say so much. It's farish kamo dvarim shein lahavim tocha mikra. Like I said, literal translation is not enough. The JPS, you know, that would not be sufficient. Again, I've never really did a study about the difference between JPS translation and the Arshu translation. Apparently, there are some. There's a big thing with the Targum is that when it comes to describing Kadosh Baruch Hu as a person, Targum always shies away from that. You know, Yadu Chazaka. So it doesn't mean Yadu Chazaka. It means, you know, it's a Tamasha. Pardon? Yeah. So that's a, one of the that's like a, one of the well known differences between the literal translation and the Targum. I don't know what JPS. The literal translations do that. I haven't checked with the article. I don't remember what this article. You know, is article also literal? If it's literal, then it's just.
I don't think it is literal. The article.
They say might his might. They don't say
I
his hand.
So. Yeah.
You know, say his might. Right. I don't know. I didn't I trust. I mean, you have to do a study to figure it out. Okay. Weiter. Gimel. For example, let's say a person's away. They usually use an art scroll, and they went away for Shabbos, and they're in a kibbutz. There's no art scroll there, so reading it three times, zechara, would be sufficient. That would be, let's say, v'di'evit. If a person wants to just read the Hebrew three times, zechara, you should be yotzi.
Someone who doesn't understand what they're doing, though, that, I feel like that's not.
Yeah, it would only help if you understand. If
right.
It's tazria mitzara, like this week, and you don't understand, the, you know, the seis and sepachas. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, there is a b'chal question. When you learn Torah, you don't understand. Is there a kiyum mitzvah? So when it comes to Torah Shavu Chsav, many assume there still is a kiyum mitzvah. When it comes to Torah Shavu Peh, many assume there isn't. It's a debate. You know, there are some Rav Nachman people will tell you, doesn't you just read everything and it's all there's a kiyum mitzvah. But the breakdown between Torah Shavu Chsav, Torah Shavu Peh makes sense. I think the Shulchan Aruch holds like that. Because the Torah Shavu Chsav inherently is Torah. It was given. It's Nevuah, Ruach Kodesh, whatever the Ksuvim, whatever. But Torah Shavu Balpeh is concepts. So if you don't understand what you're reading, so then what are you doing? So there's a question how to look at Targum. Is Targum, according to one day, was given at Sinai. Well, the Chara, it's still probably Torah Balpeh. It's a translation of the Torah. So the Chara, you have to understand it. If you just read it, you don't understand it. So is there any meaning? So it could be, again, you're asking me what happens. The precious Tassir Mitzvah, you don't have an English Chumash. So it could be that just reading it in Hebrew is still sufficient because you're
The mitzvah is to read it.
The mitzvah is to read it. Certainly, if it's a function of getting ready for the Kriya Torah,
right.
So then some understand it's like, you know, because they didn't always have a Balkore, so you'd get an Aliyah, you wouldn't know how to read, so you have to prepare yourself. Some are trying to write like that, that the purpose is that you should be proficient in the Torah. And that you need Targum to understand it, because you can't read it well if you don't understand it. But, like, it's fundamentally a way of preparing. So I think even if you're Parshat Chiyas Yom Tzor, if you don't have an English Chumash, just reading it three times would be significant, because reading Torah is, we believe, has significance to Kiyum Mitzvah, Although certainly, you know, the different madrigas, and it's obviously much more meaningful if you understand what you're learning. Okay. Says the Mechaber of Gimel, Yom Rishon ve'ela chashuv imatzibur. What is imatzibur? From Sunday. It could be even from when they read the Torah by Mincha. That's when the tzibur begins. One second. Right. So Shapur says it's lav dafka. Really, it's from Mincha time, from Mincha on Shabbos. So you have to read
is
it every week.
Sorry.
Pardon?
Is that like the time that Mincha hits, or the time that you daven Mincha?
I think when you daven Mincha.
Interesting.
Okay. Umitzvah Amuv, because it's a Meshachaber, Sheyashlim, Osa, Kodem Sheyokal Meshabbos. It's better to finish it before the Shuda. Lohishlim, Kodem Achila, Yashlim, Achar Achila. And then you can finish it after Adam Mincha. Again, till Mincha. So, like I said, the Vilna Gaon had a practice of doing it a little every day. Some people have practiced Afghan Erev Shabbos to do it. It's not so hard if you break it up. If a person is disciplined enough to do a little every day, you do an Aliyah every day, it's not, even the long parshiyos are better manageable. The minute you have Friday night and you already ate dinner and now you have parshas, Rav Yaakov Kudei or whatever it is, it's challenging. Some say that if you didn't finish it on Shabbos, you have till Tuesday, till after the end of Tuesday. That's the time of, it's still considered the after of Shabbos. You still do Avdala till Tuesday, end of Tuesday. Yishomim ad Shmini Atzeres. And with the Evid, some hold that there's an Indian to be mashed in the whole Torah every year. So till Shmini Atzeres, you can be mashed. The Hanu Sipkos Torah, Shazim Shlim Ad Sibur. Now this idea of Shmini Atzeres, some people like they're constantly in catch-up mode. So like, Brachos is a very long parashiyos. So the Dvarim is shorter, or not really, but depending on where it is. I think that Linus Daiti, I think it's a machlokas, but if a person fell behind, I think it's better that they skip and that they do the Ikra Mitzvah. Is there mitzvahs every week to Mashlim Parashiyos of Metzibur? And then there's a separate Indian to finish the whole Torah every year. So you want to go back after when you have time to catch, it's also a mentality that if you're always behind, so you never catch up. The minute a person skips, it's like, okay, now I'm here, and I want to stay on schedule, and the extra time, I'll find time. So psychologically, I think it's also helpful. But there's a debate about that. Is there a Din Kasidron? There's no Din Kasidron. The Ikar Mitzvahs do it that week. This is just very bidiyavid to do it by Shmini Atzeres. So I think if a person fell behind, they should skip, and then they should try to make it up if they can. Fine. Hey, Yochel Likras, a parashat Shlaim Mikra, a Targum, Vishas Kriyas, a Torah. So the Mechaber Paschas, you can do it with the Baal Kore. Like I said, some people will shy away from this. Certainly, if it bothers other people, it's inappropriate. But some hold, when the Rambam brings down, that some hold you could just listen, and by listening, if you say, you don't even have to say it with a chazan, just listen. Questions, comments?
When it comes to the Pirush,
yeah.
You read even something like in English,
I would do so.
And what if it's not like based on the plus? What if it's just like the Vartara?
I don't know if the Vartara is enough. I think it has to be
something that's where it's structured as on the plus.
Yeah, that's. It's,
and you would have to be mashlim that also.
Mashlim meaning.
You have to read all the count, like whatever.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Let's say Rashi has three perushim. You write two out of the three. You know, you'll say like that. I don't know. It would make sense to be.
I would assume people do all the Rashi's.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, it's good to do all the Rashi's. It's definitely worthwhile.
It's like if you do.
If you did two out of three pshatim, it's also you did. The Targum only has one, so Rashi has three. So Chara, I would think again.
Yeah,
always because
doesn't have it on every pasuk. Like.
Right. So the one that some people hold that there's no it doesn't have every pasuk, you should read three times.
Right.
I think the most people don't read three times because there's so much on the Baal Kore. If you read twice, anyway, you have the back of the Baal Kore, so you don't have to do it. But I'm not sure if every word in Rashi is like again. Every word in Rashi is valuable. But again, in terms of Yotzi, this Chiyuv. To me, it would seem that if you read one of the Pshatim Rashi, that would be sufficient. Okay. And Rashi says, any other day, I have to read that also? I don't know. To me, it doesn't seem like it makes so much sense. Fine. Melam de tinokos inam tzvichim lachsov lukos parsha with Shabbos. If you chazer the parsha with the kids, you're a rabbi. So you set over, once upon a time, Eile Taildus, the Taich, every. So he taught the whole thing. He read the whole thing with the taich. So then, okay. Is that how you grew up? What that?
When we first started learning Chumash, when we were younger, yeah.
In Yiddish or in
Yiddish?
Yiddish.
Fourth grade.
Wow.
Really?
Okay. Did you understand Yiddish or not really? Or you did a targum on the targum.
I just one thing sticks out of my mind that there was one word that the Taich was erhat geleikt.
Okay.
And one kid, the rabbi called him the Taich the word, he panicked and he said an erhat ge ocean.
Like it's a lake ocean.
Yeah.
Like,
our grass is very poor.
Okay.
And they never mentioned it again after fourth grade. It's just like
okay.
Okay.
Fine. So the Malam, you know, some bring a riot from this. The question is how they teach it. But it could be that they would read the whole, again, is a machlokas if you read every pasuk, every section, like a parsha, or the whole parsha at once. It seems like anything works because it's not mufurish one way or the other. But they bring a riot, I think from the Malam, so maybe, again, it depends on how they teach it. But okay. Fine. Ainzak Lucas parsha is Yontif. And Yontif, you're going to read that parsha at different times during the year. The regular parsha Shavua cycle has the whole Torah. So the purpose is to read the whole Torah the whole year, so you have it. So you're basically on vacation on Yontif. You don't need to do a Shai Mikra. V'chein ein tzarech likros haftaras. The only thing is you don't have to do haftaras. V'chol makom nagu likros haftaras. There's such a minhag. I don't think very many people do it today to do the Shai Mikra and haftara. V'shabes shal chasna ikra haftara shal shabes shal sosis. Okay. They had a minute to read a special haftarah on a chasana, so you wouldn't read that special haftarah when you did Shnei Mirka for. On Simchas Torah, there's a shaila when to do the parshas Sosa Bracha. How early can you start? Meaning, we said you can start from the time they say by Mincha. So Mincha on Shabbos Tshuva, they read. I don't know. They usually read. Hazino, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so then the Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, usually there's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and this year there won't be. This year Yom Kippur is this year the first day of Sukkot is the Shabbos. But usually there's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur, sometimes there's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and so what do you read on that? You read Zosa Bracha? No,
there's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is. Sometimes there is. But when do you read Zosah? I'm trying to figure this out. When do you read Zosah Bracha? But if you ever start, do you read Zosah Bracha Mincha? We don't read Zosah Bracha Mincha. I don't think.
No, you do read it at Mincha.
You read at Mincha.
Wait, do we?
If Shabbos Hazinu is between Yom Kippur and Shabbos Hazinu is either. Right. If it's in sometimes Shabbos Tshuva is in some Yelech, and sometimes it's Hazinu. Right. This year it's going to be Hazinu. So by Mincha we'll read Bezos Bracha. The question is, can you start doing Shai Mikra then? So the post can say no. They say that you have to start on Simchas Torah, it seems like. The Arashmin and Tzeres, after 2 days. They don't want you to do it so early because it's not really even Tzibur, because the Tzibur is not going to read that Shabbos is Chol HaMoed, that Shabbos is Yontif. It's not. The parish of Zosa Bracha, so therefore it wouldn't be sufficient. So that's what the Chaber says here, that the Chaber doesn't say anything, but okay, that's why we say that you're supposed to read by Simchas Torah on you read Zosa Bracha on Simchas Torah. Okay. That's what Mishmur says here. Simchas Torah is better than Simchas Torah Mamish, but if you do it on Shmir Tzeres, it'll hipsir. There's a Shaila can do it earlier. Is that considered Mizur? Okay, fine. Weiter. There's a big shaila that comes up. It's going to come up this Shavuos. Shavuos falls out this year on Friday. So the second day of Shavuos in America and Chutz La'aretz is Shabbos. Here in Eretz Yisrael, second day, there's no second day, it's Shabbos. So we'll be off. If you go to America after Shavuos, Pais and Nicola are going to leave, right? So they're going to miss a parsha. But they're actually not going to miss a parsha. They're going to read the parsha twice. They're going to read, let's say, Parsha Shlach here, and then next week's going to be Parsha Shlach Nochamu. So what do you do? So if you go and stay, so do you have to read it again? You read it last week with the Tzibur Eretz Yisrael. Now you're in a new Tzibur. So do you have to do it again?
How do we define stay?
Well, let's say, if you're going to stay through, let's say, until they catch up. They catch up usually Chukos Balak, I think. It's interesting, they don't catch up right away. They take their time. It's like, you know, a month. Month and a half, so they catch up, which is some odd. Because what ends up happening is, if you go to America and then come back, on your way back, you miss a parsha.
Right.
Meaning, you'll go to America, you hit the same parsha twice, then on your way back, you'll miss a parsha, which is So this is a big shaila, what to do about Shai Mikra in this case. What is Imat Tzibur? Is it Tzibur where you are? So read it again. Or is it Tzibur is I'm a Tzibur for Eretz Yisrael. So I'm Israeli. So I should keep Shai Shish. But nobody else is reading that parsha. So this is a big shaila. Some people say that in this halacha, it's a function where you are. Imat Tzibur means the Tzibur you're with, and you should read the parsha again. Others say, what do you have to read it? You just read it. You know, again, if the whole purpose is to read the whole Torah the whole year, it's necessary. Certainly when you come back, if you're missing it, it makes sense to imash them, because there's the idea of learning the whole Torah every year. Some people try to also be imash them the Kriya, meaning not just the Shai Mikra. They go to a minyan, and they do this in the mirror, where sometimes the last day of Pesach is Friday, so Yom Tov Sheni is Shabbos. So somebody told me he was in a... So what they do is that they read for Kohen the last week's parsha. So, but sometimes it's double parsha. So they'll read, it was, I think it was like the parsha after, maybe it was like Tazir Mitzorah. It was always like a double, they read like four parshas, you know, like they come for the whole. Whatever. Okay.
Four or three?
Well, it depends what's
you
double.
They're both double.
If they're, can you have both double?
It depends when it comes out.
You miss the double one, and then you have to make up, and then the week that you're making up.
Right, so that's
Pesach, though.
I don't
know. I don't think it could happen around Pesach.
Okay, whatever. It was long. So they told me. Okay. Fine. Any more questions? Fighter. Reish Pei Vav. Says the Chavar, Zan Tfilas Musa, Miyar Achar Tfilas HaShachar. You should have Musa after Shachar's. In Achar Yosem, we add Zayin Shavuos. You shouldn't have Musaf too late, because in the Beis Hamikdash they would rakriv the Korah Musaf at that point. V'mispalos Achar Shavuos Shavuos Nikra Poshea. It's inappropriate to push it off. It's funny, on Simchas Torah, sometimes we do this. On Yom Kippur, people are very long davening. So some of the Muslims say you're not considered a Poshea because you're doing Kavanah Torah, you're doing it. But others say no, even on Simchas Torah, we should try to start davening Musaf before Sheva Shos. So you're Yotze, it's not right. The Imshachak V'Lispal Ad Avar is Kolzmana Eina Tashlumin. If you missed Musaf, in contrast to other davenings, if you miss Mincha, you miss Shachris, you can do Tashlumin. There's no Tashlumin for Musaf. Musaf seems to be like not just Kenegat a Korban, it's like the Kalma Korban. Avar is Mana, Batel, Korbanu. V'Yeshman is Yitz Kafayim, Yiduchin by Musaf. V'Lispal Oza Kodun Shul Shachris Yotze. First, mistakenly, if you come too late to Shul and they're davening Musaf and you're davening Shachris, you should daven Shachris. You shouldn't. But let's say you made a mistake. You tried to daven Musaf with them. So you're talking to your Yotze, even though you did it out of order, you're Yotze. Okay.
And it's also considered Tefillah Tzibur, right?
Yeah. And even a Shaila is considered Tefillah Tzibur if you're davening Shachris and davening Musaf.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
If you're davening Musaf, certainly it's Tefillah Tzibur. Maybe it was wrong for you to daven Musaf or Shachris.
Right.
But if you're davening Shachris and davening Musaf, it's a question, is it considered Tefillah Tzibur? It might be.
I mean, there was a guy in my shul who would show up right before Musaf of the early minyan,
uh-huh,
and he would daven Shachris with them.
Uh-huh.
Then when he would be down there, he'd walk upstairs to go to the later minyan when they were about to say Shachris. When I was saying, he'd daven Musaf with them,
uh-huh,
and then like he'd do both of them backwards, and he'd be like, "All right, two lives where I'm good," and he'd leave.
Wow. So what about Kriyas Torah?
Maybe he would stay for Kriyas Torah like after Musaf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever it is. Different people have different shittas. I can't imagine that it's good for your davening to do that. But it doesn't sound like, you know.
Straight
to Kiddush. Okay, yeah. I knew a guy that whenever he would walk in the shul, they'd always give him a million, no matter what.
Yeah.
That means he would always show up. That,
yeah.
You know. Okay, fine. Weiter Beis Yesh Omrim Shadam Shemazig La Achila the Az Oneg. Sorry, Beis Call Yachin Chayv Lispalas Filas Musaf. Bein Imish Tzibur Iru Lo. Right, there's a machlokas in the Gemara about this. We assume Tfilas Musaf is a chiyuv on every Yachid. Va'achka Choser Ashlech Tzibur Tfilah Kamovish Har Tfilas. It's like a regular davening. You have a Tfilah. You have Chazar Hashatz. There's no kulos. It's not a chovas Tzibur. It's a chovas Yachid. And the tzibur has chazar shatz. There's a debate if women are chayiv and musaf. The minhag is that women daven musaf. It's not clear if they're actually chayiv, but the minhag is that they daven musaf. Certainly, they're allowed to daven musaf. Gimel mutalitam kodem tefilas hamusafin dahinu achilas peros afilu bas muat afilu tima sheish bar kedei lisur alei aval suda aser. You're not supposed to eat a suda before musaf. We're concerned if you eat a suda, you're going to forget, you're going to get carried away. There is a question if you have to make kiddush before musaf. Usually, we assume kiddush kicks in after shachris. There are some shuls. If you ever go to Ger Shtibel, they daven at 8 usually, and then they have an hour of learning. The Rebbe, one of the Rebbe's, was sacking an hour of learning. And they all drink coffee after shachris. They don't make kiddush. They just drink coffee. So there's a debate about that. Is the chiyuv kiddush kicking right after shachris, or is it after musaf? Since you're not supposed to eat before musaf, maybe you don't sound about suda yet. I think we tell people to say kiddush if they want to eat after shachris. But there is a daya that there's no tzantzman kiddush yet, and like I said, the ger they're making on this, they drink. And likewise, women also, there's a shayla if women are how what their level chiyuv is b'chal by kiddush hayom. So if a woman wants to drink something after shachris before musaf, there's what to rely upon. B'chal, there's a day of the raiva that you can eat before kiddush by day. It's only a night you can't eat before kiddush. So certainly you can always have that day of the raiva.
You could eat before kiddush,
The raiva holds that way. We don't usually rely on that. But here, there's a shayla b'chal your chayiv. So let's say a person's not feeling well. So they're allowed to drink after a shachris because it's not after musaf. After musaf, we tell you make kiddush. But there's a day, there's a suffix if you're really chayiv in kiddush before you daven musaf. Fine. Now, if you're gonna, let's say, make kiddush and eat, let's say simchas Torah. So, how much can you eat? It says here in the Mechaber, you shouldn't make a suda. We're afraid that if you have a suda, what's a suda? Some want to say even a kabetz is a suda. You can make kiddush and have one cookie, two cookies. And then you have four cookies, it's already kabetz, and then you already were. So, I think the minhag is to be makel on simchas Torah because. So the question is forgetting to daven, you're all together. It's part of your shin shul. So people certainly are making, but at home, if you're eating before you daven musaf, you should probably ask somebody to remind you to daven, something like that, to avoid this issue. Fine. Dalid. Ha'ilu hanim shtei tefilos. Ha'ach ha'shal minchva ha'shal musafin. Ha'shal ha'icher tefil musaf. You didn't daven musaf till very late, and now we can already daven mincha. So what should you do? Certainly, it's probably mincha tchila. You have to daven mincha first. Mincha is tater. Mincha you daven every day. So tater mincha, even though usually we always think it's shachris, mincha. It's not like the musaf mincha. Says the mechaber that in this case you should daven shachris mincha musaf. That's the first day of the mechaber. Says the Ramah, Miu, im hichti shal musaf, shal yose, vish omrim, dahayim adam, kash tzarech atal yispal nashtehen, kigon sharoz lecho, v'asr lecho, ash yispal mincha. But if ain tzarech atal yispal mincha, yochol ektim shal musaf. If you're not planning that mincha, then you don't need to. Miu, im higia mincha ktani, yispal mincha tchila. Okay. That's very rare that you got to mincha ktani. Vish mishar hora, shayin osin, gibit siru, lachtim tzilz mincha, the musaf, kadesh lo yitu. It looks weird. You know, if you're in davening, I think the meaning of Olav is not to do this Vitzivur, like we just saw, that if it's Vitzivur, we daven Mincha after Musaf. So if I'm in Simchas Torah, the dancing, or in Kippur, a lot of davening, Kigiyaz Man Mincha, and you haven't started Musaf yet, you can still daven Musaf first. Even though the Mechaber, the first day, says, no, you should daven Mincha, Vitzivur, we're going to do this. The Yachid, there's a Shaila, the Yachid, maybe you're talking, you should daven Mincha first. But it doesn't really happen so often, I don't think. Maybe a person was sick who couldn't get up. He's having chakras. He was too tired. He fell asleep. And now he woke up. And now he wants to have mincha and musaf. Taki, you should have mincha first. But it's pretty rare that happens. Either way, you're yotze, regardless. If you have in musaf first. Some Muslims, they just say that I've raised have musaf first. It's just too complicated. But and also, because, like I said, it's rare that it's so late. Meaning, it's not mincha ktana, right? The Rama says, "Yimigiyaz mincha ktana is bal mincha tchila." So it's rare that you reach that point. But it could happen. There's a shot in the post game. A person fell asleep and he woke up. It's 5 minutes to Shkia. 5 minutes to Shkia. What are you going to do? Did it happen to you?
No.
What do you do? Should you daven mincha or should you daven musaf? So the Mishnah brings for the Magen Avraham that you should daven musaf because it's so tashlumin. Mincha, you could daven ma'arav twice. But by musaf, it's so tashlumin. So daven musaf and don't daven mincha. But the Mishnah points out that Yerushalmi says the hevech. I think the ma'aseh probably makes sense of mincha.
Don't we say though that like you can't make tashlumim if you say I'm not going to daven now?
Right, is it considered like mazid? So
yeah.
It's not really mazid. You were stuck. It's
no,
part of the cheshbon.
Not daven mincha though.
Right. So you did it because you were stuck. But I think the minhag is probably daven mincha. I don't know. I'm not sure how often this happens. I hope not very often. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel. Says. Okay, so it sounds a little bit like you should have mincha, but not sure. Fine. Fighter.
The only place where I can really think of that like being an actual issue is like when Shkia is early, and if you're doing one of those flights from New York to Israel, and you land like right around Shkia.
Right, it could happen. It could happen.
That actually could happen if it's like Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
So it could be an issue.
Right. Hey, v'shavas yontif inomim baruchu achar kadosh basra. Right, the minhag here in Eretz Yisrael is that after Marav you say baruchu again, baruchu basra. So the Chaver says you shouldn't do it on Shabbos because the whole reason you do it is people come late during the week and missed baruchu. But on Shabbos, there was Kabbalah Shabbos. So even if they came late, they heard Baruch Hu, right? So in Mela, you don't need to do it. Just like that's why also on Yom Monday and Thursday, the minhag is not to say Baruch Hu at the end, because if you missed, came late, you missed Baruch Hu, but you heard Kriyas Torah, so you got Baruch Hu there. And before every Aliyah by Kriyas Torah, you hear Baruch Hu. It's actually interesting that Sfarim don't do this. Sfarim, based on the Ari, based on Kabbalah, they hold that you should always do Baruch Hu Basra, even on Friday, even Monday, Thursday, even Friday night. There's a beautiful word from the Rav. The Rav said that when you daven, so you give Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we know, the Gemara tells us, that a person can never, you know, L'chadum Yatihila, you can never really give Shevach. So what's Baruch Hu symbolize? So Baruch Hu symbolizes the beginning of davening. The Tzilas HaTzibur starts with Baruch Hu. So it's image just like Dhamma. So we daven, and what do? We say Baruch Hu, to indicate that we're just starting, that we have to, it's a beautiful idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so according to that, the Gemara would make sense to it even also a Friday night, etc. Okay. Fine. Weiter. Simen Reish Pei Zayin. Says the Machabi Cholin Lachim Avelim V'Shabbos. V'chein Chol Vakar Chole. You can visit the people who are saying Shiva, and you can visit the ill. V'chein Omer Lo, K'derech Omer Lo, V'chol, don't say like on weekdays. Ela Omer Lo, Shabbos Him Elitzok, U'Rufua Krov Alova. Shabbos Him, we're not going to daven for you, but Rufua Krov Alova. V'racham Avruvim V'shiv So V'sholom. V'yesh Omer V'tzarech So even though technically it seems like you could be Menachem Avelim on Shabbos, there's no Avelus for Hesi on Shabbos. So the minhag is not to go to pay a Shiva call. But if you're close to somebody and you want to visit them, you're allowed to. Or if you see them in Shul, you can say Shabbos Himel Menachem, Menachem Krov Alova. The minhag is that on Friday night they greet the Avelim in Shul. This is a little problematic minhag because usually the way it's done, I think we've spoken this in the past, is that Kabbalah Shabbos used to be done before Shabbos. Today, if you'll dive in Mincha to Shkia, and the Kabbalah Shabbos is already Shkia, by the time you get to L'Chadodi, after L'Chadodi, it's already, you know, already after Tseis often. So there are some shuls. I was actually in Alon Shvut, so in Rav Rimon Shul, they do Likras Avelim right after Mincha, before they start Kabbalah Shabbos, which makes a lot of sense. The minhag is not like that in most places. Most places they do it even although it's late. They still, you know, say Amakam Inachim. Technically, it seems like it's mutter. You don't show Avelus for Hestia, but it seems like that's the minhag. It's hard to, you know, it's hard to argue with minhag. That thing they saw Rav Rimon Shul doing it before is the only place I saw it. Most places, and everyone back me up on this, they do after the Chadoidi, right? Even though it's already, you said Boikala, and it's already late, and you know, Chari Kamal Shabbos. Some of them say, oh, you should only do after. if you say whatever you should do before the chadodi, I don't think most people do it like that. So Hilchos Avelah is everything is totally the minhag. I think that's the minhag, and lechara there's limud schus for it. Fine. The Mechaber continues in Reish Pei Ches. Din Tainis. Also, it sounds with Shabbos. You're not supposed to fast on Shabbos at Vav Shos. Even half the day you shouldn't fast. This is an issue. People dive at 9 o'clock, you know, in the winter. And the Chatzos is at 11:30. Then they finish davening, they get back, they feel like they missed chatzos. So the pashtus is vav shos is the din of chatzos. Some of them want to say that it's not the din of chatzos, it's the din in 6 hours after you wake up, because then you get hungry. So if you woke up at 8:30, so you have, you know, 6 hours. So you, most people don't fast 6 hours, people they kiddish. So even if you fast chatzos, it's not a problem. But the pashtus is not like that. The pashtus is you shouldn't fast past chatzos. If you're davening late, some people say drinking something in the morning is enough. Drinking some water, although it's hard to know because the issue is really feeling tsar, so the water isn't going to hold you over, you know, usually, in terms of your feeling of hunger. Either way, it's the right thing is to make kiddush before chatzos. So I feel lomar, spal, also even if you're davening or learning, says the Rama, you should try to eat before chatzos.
I understand that that's like the best way we have to track it, but why would it go by chatzos if it has to do with because if you're talking about hunger, but I don't know if chatzos makes so much sense.
Right. I hear what you're saying. I mean, some say that it's a din in the sudas hayom, that you're supposed to have a suda of the yom in the morning. Every man, nighttime, morning, afternoon has this different suda. But that's a different cheshbon, because here the chora, if you make kiddush, it would be sufficient, even if you just make kiddush on and some cake or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear what you're saying. There are different ideas about this. It seems like it's the right thing to do, but there's certainly limits close. Many people are not choshesh for this. So there's certainly limits close. Fine. The Magen Avraham sounds like it's when you don't wake up.
Yeah.
Fine. Beis. I don't know very many people like this, but there are some people who don't want to eat. It's hard for them to eat. If it's hard for them to eat, then they don't have to eat. So it's not like an objective, like Simchas Yontif, you have to have meat, you have to have wine. It's more a question of what's Oneg Shabbos. If you like fasting, because what to hate, you can fast. Person enjoys crying. Sometimes it's soothing emotionally to cry. The Mishmur says it's only if you cry because of Dveikus. It's not because it's just like an emotional release. But if you like feel like connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're crying when you're singing Shir Shirim, halavai. Most people don't have that. If it's just an emotional release, it's also pashas. But again, the pashas of the Rama is that even emotional release is mutter, because that's an oneg. You get a good cry. A good cry, it, you know, kind of gets out of your system. You know. Okay. Weiter, Gimel. Adam habis ane v'chol yom v'chil ha-shabes tzardah. A person is used to fasting, it's hard for him to eat. Some say it's mutter. Yehuda Chassid apparently was often fasting, so it's hard for him to eat. So you'd even fast on Shabbos, so if that's your nature, that would be permissible. And most people don't have that issue. Most people enjoy eating, and if they enjoy eating, they should eat. You shouldn't eat too much. If you eat too much, you fall asleep. You can't learn anything. But you should eat. It's not healthy. But you should eat Lonek Shabbos. Okay. Dalit. Muzal is anos bo b'tainis chalom k'dish yikru k'zardino. Once upon a time, people were very worried about dreams. And they had a bad dream, they would fast. Today, I think the meaning is not to be so concerned about dreams. Most of us are very connected to media. And every time somebody gets killed, it's like halfway across the globe, we hear about it. And you know all the terrible tragedies because that's what sells. You know, the good news. Nobody puts on the news that the guy had an anniversary, bought his wife flowers. The fact that he killed his wife, that's on the news. Shoin, okay, bad news sells. It's a sad, but that's the reality. So you're reading about all this garbage, so it's not a chiddush that you have a dream about garbage. It's so the assumption is that the dreams we have today are not significant, and therefore you don't have to pay attention to them. There are people who are still very attuned to dreams, and they feel nervous, they have a bad dream. So one way of dealing with a bad dream is to fast. That is not really recommended, because most people, if you fast, you can't be nice to people. I don't know for myself, I have so much patience, I can't learn. So it's usually Yatzuskar Rav Seidim. But another etzah that people give, if you're concerned about the dream, so you pose your sudas, whatever your breakfast and lunch would be, give that to tzedakah. You can do a tavas chalom. There's a concept of tavas chalom. It's brought down in the Gemara in Brachos. The people who are concerned about chalomos, so there's brought down here in Mechaber. Others should be sad about chalom. Sorry, what? Apologize. We said it's a tanuk for you to fast. You feel very farhitzed because of the bad dream you had, so you want to do a tshuva and you want to fast. So that's an oneg. I don't think there are very many people like that today. But you have to fast again on Sunday because, again, Chazal told you to do it, so you're allowed to do it. But that this came to you on Shabbos, this dream came to you, and you got about to come. On Shabbos, you have to make another fast to mechaper on that. And what if Sunday, anyway, is a tainis? Can it double up? Maybe not. Maybe if you're stuck, yes. If it's hard for you, okay. So if it's too hard to fast 2 days, you fast on Shabbos, tainis, chalom, and fast on Wednesday and Thursday, whenever you have more koach. Certainly, if it's a day you cannot fast, or Purim, or Yom Tov, I feel Yom Tov Shane Shagoyash, Inli Sanas, Ada Achaka. The person slept Shabbos day, and then he had a bad dream. You can make that day until you woke up at 4 in the afternoon, keep on fasting till Shabbos is out, fast till midnight, and then make Avdalah. And that counts like a Tainus. Shalom. And likewise, you have to make a tainis the next day. We don't say that since you ate breakfast on Shabbos morning, you had a sudor rishona, you don't need kapara. You need kapara because you ended up not fasting, not eating the rest of the day, and that also would require some type of kapara. Like I said, this doesn't really happen very often because most of us don't aren't concerned about chalomos, and we shouldn't be. Okay, hey. Maybe you should only fast if it's a reoccurring dream. Dream three times, it's more significant. Some say that today we don't fast on Shabbos. We're not really sure it's a bad dream. Maybe it's a good dream. There's three dreams that you are allowed to fast. These are sukkis that end of brachos. It's very hard to understand what's wrong. You see, reading the Torah, it's not a good dream. But okay, there are different interpretations of these things. Okay, so there are different practices. I don't think today very, many people fast during the weekdays, certainly not on Shabbos. If you do fast on Shabbos, then you have to make it up and fast another tainis for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. Vav, HaMisayim B'Shabbos Omer Aneinu Achar Siyam Tvilaso V'Lachasim V'Kolo B'Klei Nitzor Chasi Aneinu V'Dar Chasima Vav V'Yomer Achar Tvilaso Rebun HaLamim K'mo B'Kol. Okay. So the Meshuvah points out that you're allowed to say vidui, your charata, on Shabbos, Ashal and Sarti Eni Kedai, and that's muster on Shabbos. It's not considered a private bakasha. It's also to daven for like a chole, but this is a more general bakasha, and therefore it's muster. Zayin im hikdima lechol hu oneg lo. If you enjoy, you're hungry, so eat early. You finish dining at 10 o'clock. You eat at 10, you eat at 11, you eat at 12. At 12 might be after Katzos, but how early, how late do you eat? So whatever you like. It's Oneg Shabbos. If you're already hungry because you didn't eat so much last night, so eat in the morning. early. If Ichur or Lev, you had Kiddush, and you want to push off your meal, that's great. Kigon Shadayin Lonis Akel Yachar. Chemishi Yesh La Suda Kol Yom Kol Shabbos Yishanu VeShabbos. If you don't have a special food on Shabbos, at least change the time of the meal. Meaning you want to make Shabbos special, you want to make Shabbos unique. Most of us have special food on Shabbos. If a person's poor, so you change the time of the Suda. Something should be special about the time. Ches Ein Mis'anin Al Shum Tzara V'Tzara Klal. You can daven for Tzara's, but you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos for Tzara's. You can only fast for a tiny Chalom. Ein Tzu'akim V'Masrim Bo Al Shum Tzara Chutz V'Tzara's HaMizonos שצועקים עליו בפה בשבס ובשופר וכן עיר שכיפו הנוסים או נוער וספינה של טרפס בים אפילו יוחיד הנרדף יפתי הנוסים וליסטים ורוח רע צועקים וסחנים ותפילוס ובשבס אבל אין תוקים אלא אם כן תוקים לקבס עם לעזור אחרים לצילה. So basically the concept of davening on Shabbos, Shabbos is supposed to be devres, we're not supposed to daven for cholim, Shabbos him alitzok. If there's something lefanecha, chole that's mamish in front of you and he needs rachem shemayim, you're allowed to daven. Likewise, if the city was sieged, so you have to daven. You're allowed to daven if there's a tzara in front of you. You shouldn't blow shofar. That would be something only do in chol. If you have to blow shofar to raise the troops to come to help, like an alarm, that would be force permissible. So, like I said, Shabbos is a day of rest, which means even rest from davening for particular things, unless it's ma'amish achol ofanecha. And then you're allowed to daven. Yod nirdaf if they ruach rash amru lav dafka huadin lechol cholish yish b'sakonis hayom. Anybody who's sick, you're allowed to daven for. So akin itzchani v'chein hagi lomar metzalin b'shavis. Metzalin is like a mishaberach. They start the mishaberach and like tzali we daven metzalin for so and so. Alechol b'sakonim b'sakonis hayom. Umut al davarich hakola b'sukan bo bayom. So you could say mishaberach. Like I said, usually we say in the mishaberach Shabbos he. Melitzok, and that kind of covers it. So maybe the chol is not really so sick, or maybe it's not a sakana mamashi, like an immediate sakana. Shabbos he melitzok, and then we include all the cholim. Beseder. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick it up next week.